This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A spokesman for the United Nations says the world body, quote, regretted the resumption of hostilities in Gaza and Israel. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Speaking to reporters in New York on Friday, Stefan Dujarric said the UN
urges all concerned parties to swiftly find a way to resume the pause in the fighting and facilitate the release of more hostages.
Dujarric added,
we appeal to the parties not to resort to further military action that can only make the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza worse and to spare civilians from more suffering.
At least 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed, following the week-long truce with the territory's ruling militant group Hamas, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along its northern border with Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Director General of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Robert Mardini, said Saturday that the resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has been intense and put pressure on people already under tremendous strain. Speaking to Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN climate summit in Dubai, Mardini said they do not have precise reports, but he knows the situation has picked up where it left off.
Everything in Gaza is at a breaking point. Civilians are displaced. Numbers of injured people, severely injured people who are waiting for treatment in hospitals that also are reaching a breaking point where nurses and doctors have been working 24/7 with very limited resources. So, of course, we're doing everything we can to support the provision of healthcare.
Mardini described Gaza as being in, quote, shambles and rubble. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The Biden administration issues a final rule aimed at reducing methane emissions targeting the U.S. oil and natural gas industry for its role in global warming. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The rule targets emissions from existing oil and gas wells rather than focusing only on new wells. It also regulates smaller wells that will be required to find and plug methane leaks. At the UN climate conference, Vice President Kamala Harris says this will help ensure the U.S. meets the goal set by nations to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030.
It is, dare I say, our duty and our obligation, not a choice.
Also at COP28, 50 oil companies representing nearly half of global production are pledging to reach near zero methane emissions. But environmental groups call it a smokescreen to hide the reality we need to phase out oil, gas, and coal. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine service says former President Petro Poroshenko has been denied permission to leave the country because he was planning to meet with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. On Friday, Poroshenko announced he'd been turned away at the border despite receiving permission to leave the country. Under martial law, Ukrainian men between 18 and 60 years of age are not allowed to leave the country without special approval. Poroshenko said that he'd planned to meet with U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and the Polish parliament during his trip. Police in Las Vegas are looking for a suspect in the shootings of five homeless people in a crime that appears similar to the killings of homeless people in Los Angeles. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Las Vegas police say they believe it's a single gunman who shot five people near a freeway overpass in the northern part of the city. Two of them died. It happened Friday evening, and all the victims are described as unhoused. These shootings came soon after a news conference on KABC with Los Angeles, California Mayor Karen Bass.
A killer who is preying on the unhoused.
In Los Angeles, three homeless men have been fatally shot since November 26th.
Seek shelter, seek services, stay together.
Authorities are not saying if they think the cases in the two cities are connected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 71-year-old Romanian yoga guru and 14 others have been handed preliminary charges by a Paris magistrate on a raft of counts linked to an international ring that for years allegedly subjected followers seeking enlightenment to sexual exploitation. The Paris prosecutor's office says that six of the 15 people interrogated were ordered held on Friday and nine others freed, but under judicial surveillance. Guru Gregorian Bivlaru, whose arrest this week ended a year's-long manhunt, was among those charged. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.